from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The score!
Rush 4. Lamar trying to make magic happen. Throw it in zone! White way! 2 feet down!
To overturn.
Oh, that's on. That's on the line, isn't it?
You think?
Terry McCauley is going to have to make this call, but it looks like that toe's on the line, Terry.
I agree completely.
Oh. And you're going to hear this crowd go crazy with the call from John Hockley.
The runner's toe hit out of bounds. It's an incomplete pass. The game is over. Kansas City has won.
You go home. I'm Sean Hockley. Okay. He's got a ways. This is something you know that you are really in the zeitgeist somewhere as a refereeing family. When that game is on and my wife walks in and out of the corner of her mouth, she sees Sean Hockley and she goes, "Hit the weights, son."
Okay.
I was like, "Wait, did you just say what I thought you said?" She's like, "I know who that is."
Beth has really kind of become a football meatball.
Yeah, but she looks like she's going to hit the weight, son. Like, wow. Oh, I thought I was married to that eel for a moment. Got wife pack.
But dangerous. You've been watching football.
You got been around the game a long time. It was so good.
I think he actually was on with Mac. Coach Mac was on with Mac, I think, this week.
But this entertainment product. It is so flawed, but it never somehow it never disappoints. It's like what I say about the game Sorry. The way the board game Sorry, it's one of, I think, the best designed board game, in that no matter how big a lead anybody has ever, it always comes down to the wire. There's never a blowout in Sorry if you have four players playing.
I can't remember the last time I played Sorry.
It's a great game. With four people playing, there's no lead is safe. It always comes down to the wire. And somehow this NFL, amid all the dollars that are wagered on everything and all the variants.
Here's your one score game.
Always.
Well, about 50% of the time. You know, that's
wild.
Yeah, it really is.
How many baseball games, like, oh, it's 5-0 in the first. All right. They could come back, but the chances are extremely low.
That was there's a lot of fun stuff. Like the Chiefs' first scoring drive, incredible. The Ravens and what they might be able to do with their power run game. They're pulling.
Well, Tyler Linderbaum is really good.
Oh,
he's so, here it is again, though. Where's ours? Where's ours? Where's our center that blocks one guy to his left, disengages, runs two gaps around to the right, and is leading? Come on.
They also, Ravens, stick to the run game. They did this in the AFC Championship last year, too. They just, I know there's a lot of penalties. So they're kind of behind the sticks, but stick to it. A lot of their rushing yards was just Lamar being Lamar. Like, they have to stick to the run game because that's why they lost, part of why they lost the Chiefs. They just stopped running the ball.
Yes and no. Here are the things I'm encouraged about. Like, if you're a Baltimore fan, I thought that Lamar Jackson did a nice job of threading the needle between using what he has got, and he didn't play out of sorts. I thought times in the AFC title game, he was a little out of sorts. He was almost too controlled in the pass game until late.
Well, he missed some open.
He missed some throws, but that's when he was kind of on tilt a little bit. But early on, I'm like, man, he is really taking these layups. He is totally settling for run after catch, getting the ball to his playmakers and allowing them to make plays. And then when he's asked to make a play, he's doing it. But that's stuff where they're pulling the entire backside of the play, and they're getting them out in front and getting to the second level. And then it's like, hey, we've got a hat on a hat plus Lamar Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck.
That's when the numbers change.
Good luck.
Like, we're even, and he's got the ball.
Right. That guy's got the ball, and he, you know, lost some weight because he wanted to be faster, if that's, like, even a thing for Lamar Jackson. He finished with 122 rushing yards, averaged 7.6 yards per carry. He finished with 273 passing yards, had that really beautiful long pass for 49 yards in the game. They're going to be a problem once they figure out how to give Derrick Henry his opportunities.
Can I bring up one other thing from last night?
Sure.
Did you see the dog food commercial?
No. Okay, so I saw a bunch of people, including you, reacting to it. What happened in the commercial?
It's awful.
Is it a sad commercial? Is it basically like the... On the wings of an angel.
No, there's a middle-aged man who is refereeing a football game, and everybody hates him, and everybody's shouting horrible things at him, and the players are yelling at him, and it's raining, and he gets in his crappy car in the dark and the rain, and he drives home to his crappy house, and he goes in, and his dog is there, and he opens up the food, and his dog eats the food.
Okay. Well, then what?
That's it.
So even though his life sucks, his dog's eating good?
Good. In the neighborhood at Applebee's?
Right, but it's just, and you're just left sort of bereft. It's like, oh, that poor man.
He's putting all his money into this good-ass dog food.
But he's got his...
I wasn't thinking that. Why is he spending so much money on gourmet dog food?
It sounds like it was made poorly, but... Maybe the whole point was, even this guy has a friend, and his friend is his dog.
See, I feel like,
yeah,
but I'm with Lawrence. Like, they could. I feel like I'm getting the spirit of what they were going for.
The execution was just bad.
The execution was poor.
But
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you're watching it. You're like, oh, that doesn't. It just. I wanted to sort of crawl in a hole afterward.
Well, maybe it allows people to see referees in a different way. And they'll start treating them better because he can only go home to his dog that only loves him and not a family that loves him and the dog.
I know.
Maybe the message is don't be a you know what to the ref.
Yeah, that's like the gets us ads
for
the umpires.
Yes.
Jesus loves umpires too.
Or like the Latter-day Saints would do, here's how to be nice to people and don't be a p.
Yeah.
That would be a public service.
Coach, I stepped out of bounds. It's the championship game. And then he goes and tells the referee because he's a snitch. Yeah. We tried to win.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Brought to you by snitchesgetstitches.com. I just thought it was, I don't know, just really, I was waiting for some, for a different feeling from it. Like, maybe there's another part of the commercial. Maybe it's a wraparound kind of thing.
I think the idea is maybe the dog
talks to him and says everything's going to be okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's what dogs do for us.
Yeah, I don't know.
It is.
This felt like the end of Star is Born or something, where he's going to hang himself in the garage.
Yeah, I forget which comedian had it, but he always joked about like the lonely man dinner commercials. that it kind of feels that way, where it's like here's a guy just in a cabin by himself with his hungry man dinner.
Lonely man?
He called it lonely man.
Swanson's lonely man.
And maybe that guy wants to be like that, though.
I look at it this way. I don't have a dog, but I have a friend who has a dog, and I can just go over and play with my guy, Pudge.
Perfect. And then the dog.
But the thing is that if you're having a bad day and you see that happy little face that does zoomies when you walk in the room,
but the dog feels great. Yeah, but it wasn't like that. It was kind of morose.
Not for him.
I guess I come home and feed the dog.
He's going to come home.
That was a very Duke word you used.
The dog is going to die soon.
Let's not do that.
The universe
he's not going to die soon because he's giving him that good ass food.
See, now this is you trudging down your dark pathway here, Dan. Like, we got to bring him back.
Watch the ad.
Is this where your Bears angst started last night with this commercial?
No, it started with the end of the Matt Bowen interview. That's where it started.
You should have seen his face
when he walked out of here after that break.
Yeah, the Matt Bowen interview rattled me a little bit. But the 224 says, I watched it, and afterwards I said, well, that's really depressing.
Right.
Yes, exactly.
I think Studs is correct. They were going for something that's universal. Like the idea of having a dog make your life better, no matter how bad a day you've had. The execution was just wrong.
The execution was, my life sucks, but the one good thing is my dog, so I give him good food. That was what it was.
Right.
Bad execution for sure.
When maybe what you show... And I didn't see the commercial, but maybe what you show is the guy comes home and he takes the dog for a run or a walk. And they're having like a good time. And then he feeds him the food.
Someone said the only plausible conclusion is that it's David Berkowitz's dog.
Oh.
Kill.
No, I think the idea is that dogs make things better. But they clearly didn't do a good job of, of showing that.
Now we have people coming for the Ohio commercial. I have a job. I also have a job.
Yeah.
Let's get married and have a small nondescript house in Ohio.
Yeah. That commercial is interesting also just because it's like, hey, you're new here. Yeah, I just got a job. And they, what if they don't have anything in common? I mean, I guess they do because they end up getting married and
the truth is having
themselves a little mixed baby.
Young people are fleeing Ohio.
Yeah, because why they're doing the commercial.
Because their laws suck. And all of their fabulous universities in that state, everything, all of the, Denison and Oberlin and Kenyon and
OSU.
Wittenberg and OSU. I was starting with the little ones. And all of these great schools in Case Western, they're leaving as soon as they can. They get their degrees and they get out.
Dan, that's why they're doing the commercials.
I know, but see, and that's why you go, oh, we have this lovely interracial couple. They're all adorable.
They dance together.
Happy and cosmopolitan. Where are you? Are you in Jim Jordan's district?
Yeah.
Well, what's the house across the street for you?
Maybe the house across the street is Craig Calcaterra's.
No. He moved downtown. The house across the street from where they are, it's got like the picture of a shirtless Trump shooting an M60.
Or maybe they got rejected because Dave Chappelle doesn't want them to have a house near him.
Right. And then maybe they need James Baldwin to show up like he did in Deerfield.
It's also the neighborhood where the sad guy with the sad dog lives, or the happy dog with the good food, but the guy's
Wait,
sad.
So was the dog happy?
Not really.
But the dog ate the food, right?
And then it kind of comes over and looks at the guy.
Yeah, because dogs are better than us. They know that he's had a rough day. So you come over there, you look at him, and you pet the dog, and everything's great.
I got a text from our guy who just said I was expecting murder suicide.
Jeez.
Maddie.
The way that you guys watch stuff is very different from the way.
No, everybody. There was a significant number of people watching the game who were like, what? What? I'm supposed to go buy something and I forgot because I'm too sad. I don't want to buy anything.
Get your Disparios here.
Uh-oh, Disparios.
What do you want to do? I think I'm going to sit here and drink hemlock for the rest of the night.
It's fine. It was a swing and a miss on the commercial is what it was. That's all. They should realize, though, that the thing is happy dogs make people happy. Like dogs in, you know what I saw last night? I was watching reels, and do you guys remember on Shark Tank when they had like come up with this dog seatbelt and the sharks couldn't stop laughing? So basically you just take your little dog and you have them like they're like a rocket pilot and they're just kind of sitting there and the sharks could not stop laughing. It was adorable. And they were like, are these dogs even happy? And they're like, look at them. Look at the smiles on their faces. They're going on a big trip. This guy over here, though. Jeez.
Watch it. We got it. Ray, can you find it on YouTube and play it for him during a break?
Yeah, I'll come in there and watch it. But I feel like I've got it. I feel like they tried to do something and they just failed. But I don't think that they were trying to make you sad. I think they were trying to say the referee has no friends but his best friend, so give the best friend the best food.
He can't afford it.
Wait, what?
He should buy the dog less expensive food and invest in a sensibly positioned mutual fund.
Well, I mean, I do think that that's not a terrible idea of the mutual fund, but that's his buddy, so he's going to take care of him.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh,
I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.